Yes, yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're rocking with the best this morning. Blog Talk Radio. Suleiman Blay in the morning drill. Peace and love to you all. I hope all is well. We hope you're traveling to your destination, making it to that spot, being industrious. Mm-hmm. Hope you understand no matter what situation or circumstance you find yourself in, there is a way out, man. Positive energy. Figure it out. Whatever got you into it, get you out of it. So we should get to it and do it this morning. I just hope y'all feeling all right. Just hope y'all relaxed, at peace, at ease. We're just doing a little studying and going to the self this morning. See what's going on with us and how we can put this thing together. Because the bottom line is we need each other. You know, when we go down, we're going to need each other. So why not start now? Why we keep acting like total strangers? We got to come together. And that's starting with ourselves, with our families. So that's what we're going to do today. That's the undertaking. Yeah, we're truly blessed. We're truly blessed. We got to, the success is in us all being blessed and successful. Not in one of us or a couple of us that don't paint the picture right. You know, you see a couple people, you see all of us flourishing. Because the science, the talents, the disciplines, the math is all in our DNA. We all are part of that energy. So that's what this is about. We're on Blog Talk Radio, Morning Drip of Suleiman Bay. Got a few websites for y'all to check out. Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. That's our forum. You go get your information, get your e-books, your do-it-yourself kits, consult with us, anything of that nature. That's where you catch us at. Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Fine staff of trained individuals who can assist you in your affairs with love and care. Yes, yes, y'all. Also, I'm going over to supernaturalgalleries.com. That's supernaturalgalleries.com. And get the S-Gala token and the Super Coin. And those will be like pre-IPO for you all before they ever hit the public scene. You can get in on it now. And be fortunate enough to be a part of the new revolution. And also, for your feminine women's hygiene, and then men, you can buy that for your ladies, too. Go over to queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. That's queenkitty.net and at Instagram for your feminine hygiene products. So we rolling this morning. I'm glad y'all here and near, even if you far. You're here right now. We together. We're rolling as one. We're going to try to get an understanding of the psychological changes, slavery. So I know everybody's saying right now, well, here we go. Slavery, what do you mean, slavery? We free. Well, that's something that you have to research and inspect for yourself to see if you're free. And if you're free, or do you understand what freedom is? Or are you really free? You know, are we controlled by outside interferences with our thoughts and our habits? Because really, this is a consumer nation. So really, we're not the only ones in the boat. It's just consumerism. People just consuming. We consuming physical things, whether it's food or what somebody telling us. We just absorbing a lot of consumption, like pigs. Yeah, somebody's throwing something in the pit, and we just scarfing it down, not knowing whether it's good for us or not. As long as it tastes good, as long as it's packaged up good, as long as it seems like it's beneficial. We take it without worrying about the risk because we're thinking about the rewards. So that's how it goes. You know, there's bitter and there's sweet. You got to understand there's positive and the negative. There's yin and yang. It's two sides to the coin. So we got to start getting the picture painted to us right to see that's been the problem. Somebody else been painting the picture for us. Somebody else been determining our history, who we are, our name, giving us a culture. And these are things that we got to correct. And like I said, the easiest way to correct it is starting with self and starting at home. with your household and building the economic plan at home. And when you build an economic plan at home, then hopefully the rest of your family and the rest of our family will catch on and follow the blueprint, you know. So it's easy, like I said, it's easy for us to come up. I see a lot of people out there talking and selling success stories, and they might just be doing that. But I heard one person told me, my cousin said, how many people have you made successful? And so that's what teaching is about, giving back. And like I said, sometimes, like, even the people closer to you don't even want it. So you can't be mad at that. And you can't let that hold you back when other people don't want to bite and gravitate to what you're doing. You just keep moving and pursuing what you feel and what you got going on. And that's how you break down them boundaries. Always got people getting your way. Always people trying to knock you down or don't want to see, you know, just don't want to help out because they don't see what you see or they don't have that energy. So, you just keep pushing and doing your thing. That's how they go. Y'all all right out there? Y'all on Blog Talk Radio, Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. We're discussing some things on just the psychological change of slavery. And like I said, a lot of us don't think that we haven't, that we're in slavery, but you got to look at the title. It's psychological change of slavery. I mean, it's in the mental, it's in the mind. And if it's in the mental and it's in the mind, then it's in our actions and deeds. So if you want to know what the mark of the beast is, just look at yourselves. That's all we got to do, look at ourselves. It's already been planted in our minds, so now our hands and our feet and everything else is on that frequency. But it's not paying us, getting paid for us, but the rest of us not. So the people who are waiting in the darkness, guess what they're waiting for? The people who are waiting in the cuts, who are waiting to get blessed, they have the same image and likeness in their minds. So their baby beast just waiting to be groomed, to waiting to get their turn. You see? And only a chosen few get to get into the master's house and get to really hold the bag. So everybody else is just sitting around with this image. It's just waiting just for destruction. Yeah, because most of them are not going to make it. But they're going to still walk around with that image, with that beast in their minds and in their actions and deeds. They're still going to portray that likeness instead of the higher self. And that's the truth that I come with to you today, understanding that. So how do we break this? How do we break this curse? So understanding the black dollar. Let's understand the black dollar. The black dollar is powerful because the blacks are the biggest consumers. Okay? But the thing about it is, collectively, we don't have no plan. We do all this moaning and groaning, but we just keep on spending. We don't buck on nobody. We don't buck on Walmart. Do Walmart feed your community? Walmart is a multi-billion dollar, trillion dollar conglomerate around the world. They set up shop like a dope boy on every side of the hood. If you got a north side, south side, east side, west side, you got a Walmart and a neighborhood Walmart. Check that monopoly out. Do you make Walmart give back to your community? How your park look on your side of the hood? Because you complaining, but who are you complaining to? Or it doesn't matter. Some of us ain't even complaining. We don't even send our kids to the park. We don't even care. But on the other side of town, they got a nice park that's allotted to them. They could go over there and chill out in peace. You scared to even go over there and have the time and park to have your little smoke and drink because you know the boys are rolled up on you on their park. But what are you doing about it? Are you on the city hall? Are you going to the council meetings? Because they have them weekly, monthly, annually. Are you going in there? Are you missing your face and home? How many black faces are in there? Oh, they don't even have a voice. They don't even say nothing. So all the business, it ain't even about you. But we go sit back and complain. We go keep getting taxed. What are you paying taxes for if you're not being represented? Your tax dollars are supposed to go to represent your interests to help back with your community. What are you giving your taxes away to? Just understanding that. So pooling our resources together. So if we're the biggest consumers, then we can't be poor. Hell, if they're getting $1 trillion out of us, we trillionaires. See, the I syndrome, I. It's a collection. You got to try to pull as many people up as you can. And no, you cannot save everybody. And shit, they can't even save the people around. They don't even want it. Shit, you got to fight half of your family, getting away from them just so you can keep it. But hey, that's how this goes. It's about unifying It's about teaching younger, the younger generation, the younger. You're less than 20 years of age. That's the people who you want to get this to. That's the people who you want to start seasoning and grooming, because that's going to be the new generation, the people down there, then the people that go keep paving the way. The people who are already up, who are already older than that, they already got something in their mind. They already got the image in their mind that they want. They already know whether they want to be high or low. And only life's course and journey can dictate otherwise. So it's best to teach the young. That's what Prophet Noble Dwali told them. And I would be remiss to have a morning drip show without mentioning the illustrious Prophet Noble Dwali. Born in 1886 in North Carolina, and was given to us on these shores. Yahushua come again. That's my knowledge. That's what I have. I see a lot going on right now in the country, in the world. I see a lot of tools that people are using, remedies that people are using. It all comes from Noble Dwali. It all comes back. Go study it. People are getting freed right now. People are getting blessed right now. You know what they're using? They're using what the Prophet brought. And that's what you need to go study. And that ain't for me to keep. That's a blessing for all of us on these shores. That's the illustrious, great God gifted to us all. You feel me? So we holding on to the things that are of Europe, and we need to start getting with ourselves. We need to start studying this illustrious history. So looking at this, we spending $1 trillion with somebody else. How much of that are you forcing people to put back in your community, in your schools? You sending your children to their public schools? What has it got in you? What has it got us? We all went to public school. Your mama, their mama, the mama before that. Everybody went to the public school. What did it get us? It kept you in the public. It kept you without the private. You don't understand what private is, because all you've been taught was public school, public law, public this, public that. And the science been put right before us all our life. Everybody went to school, to the public school. This is where you have indoctrinated at, 12 years a slave. You see that? Mm-hmm. From kindergarten all the way to the 12th grade, you was indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. With a doctrine that make you think now that you off the plantation and a good old job is enough. It beats the whip. Oh, you free now. You go buy a car, buy a house, so-called, own stuff. Mm-hmm. It looks good. It's like that they didn't, this hamster life. Is that what they call the little thing that run around? Yeah, a little thing, a little black, a little mouse, a little guinea pig run around. Like you put a little, you create the little world for it and run around inside of there. Mm-hmm. That's what this is right here. So we feel like, oh, we came up. We got something. But the whole time, we still own the plantation. And we still own the plantation because you're being taxed without representation that we don't understand Constitution, constitutional fold. And that's the Roman yoke that's been on the people. That's the Roman yoke to Jesus, what y'all call Jesus, Yahushua. That's what he came to break. And that's what Noble Dwali did. He broke the Roman yoke by telling you who you are, first and foremost, because the great God never made a Negro black and colored. Quit saying that you worship and you praise and worship the great God and you calling yourself other than who you are. That's a disrespect to the great God. That's a disrespect to your ancestors. You're calling yourself what somebody else is calling you, you're just taking on a name, not even studying that. Because you're so slick and hip and cultural that you could turn anything into good. Yeah, you could flip a nickel into a dime. You're so tough and slick. Yeah, so you can turn the name into something, but it never changes its root. That's what the thing about etymology. See, they could throw words out there all the time, but all you got to do is go pick up a dictionary. And what you got to do is pick up an older one and go to the root of things. That's what they say. Let's get to the root of this. Well, words have roots. And if you're a nigger, you're a black, a colored, a African-American, whatever you want to call yourself, then you need to study the root of that. And by the way, Black History is coming up, what they call Black History Month, next month. Black History. I wonder when that started. Do you know when that started? And yeah, that started in 1774, 1700s. So you mean to tell me you're only 300 years old? You're not even 300 years old, people, with all this melanin on you? That's how much history has been erased from us. So what do we do? How are we going to reach great heights again if we're fighting each other? How are we going to reach great heights again if we're not pooling our resources? We're spending $1 trillion, the biggest consumers, but we don't own anything. Anything. We don't even have a bee farm. The bees going to work. They selling us the honey. Yeah, the bees going to work, and they selling us the honey. We don't own a cow. We can't even got milk. We don't have nothing to feed ourselves, nothing. See, here we go again. We think we balling because we got a block. But everything that we got, we have to get from someone else. I don't care how you look at it, folks. If they shut down the industry right now with you hustling in and getting your money, you have to find something else. They giving it to you. See, when we start creating and doing for ourselves, then that can't be taken for us because we have our own industry. And that's why we were so prominent when we had Black Wall Street before all this integration. And people think that, oh, that's hate. People should be, no. They taught you that in the Bible. No, when you go over into this land, you, if your land is for you, their land is for them. Yeah, you don't go into people's land and start mixing and amalgamating and doing all that, mixing blood and cultures and ways. Nah, you take people away from their gods and ways of life. Nah, to each his own. Yeah, you stay with your kind. You don't genocide people and go in. See, well, we've been taught wrong. Yeah, that's why people had tribes and stuff like that. You don't go on over there. That stuff be arranged if you have something like that. Yeah, arranged marriage and stuff like that. We're so far off point. So that's why they got the mixed bloods and all the stuff that's going on. You feel me? People not understanding that. People not understanding the energy and stuff. People take you away from your God. That's why in the Bible it's like that. You see Samson and different people. King Solomon had all them different wives with all that wisdom with all them different women. Yeah, so you got to understand what's going on. So how are we going to benefit collectively? We're going to benefit collectively by understanding the system that we're in, okay, understanding what type of law of governance and jurisprudence is being displayed. Understanding signs and symbols, flags, that mean something. How do you know the flags mean something? Well, we had two flags in the schools that we went to, right? Well, we pledged allegiance to one, so that told you that something is deep in a flag. You pledge allegiance to something that can't even move or walk or talk. Wow, big dummies us. We just pledge allegiance to something that can't walk, move, or nothing. Can't fight for you or nothing, and that's just what it's not doing. Only thing we get in from them stars and bars is just that, stars and bars. Stars in your head from getting hit upside your head and bars from going to prison. That's what we've been getting. But it was another flag there. And they never told you to say nothing to that flag, huh? That was just a whole silent flag. But why was this sitting there on the blackboard? See, they show you the signs. When you watch all government, they got more than one flag flying. They got the red, white, and blue that everybody pledging allegiance to. That's a system. But each state got another flag, too. And it was right there in our school system. It was in the classroom, and it was in every cafeteria. Not one of us. I don't recall one student saying, teacher, why we don't pledge allegiance to that flag over there? It was just something we wasn't trained in. We just sung this song, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty. Yeah, we sung all that. This land is your land. This land is my land. He was telling us it was your land. We didn't think so. We thought it was the Indians. Not even getting a good world history lesson in the public school to understand that this is not India, folks. Wow, how dumb are we? So they call the people here Indian. But why ain't nobody never changed that? Because this is not India. This is not the continent of India. If you Indian, you're from the continent of India. Over here in this hemisphere, they got what you call the West Indies. That's what they call this over here. See, because the people look just like the people in India. They had never traveled over to these shores. See, so we just got to wake up. How dumb are we? We're looking at all these continents on the map, and we keep calling these people here Indians. So who are the people? See, something going on. And why haven't the people whose land is being woken up and saying, hey, this is ours. But they have, a lot of them have. Go look. Go study. Go Google and find out how many recognized tribes the United States recognized. And go back and search and see how many they recognized 20 years ago. I guarantee you it'll blow your mind. That means that more people are coming forward and recognizing who they are. And when you go look at the names, you're not going to see names like Totem Pole. You're going to see that. You're going to see names like that, too, just names of our ancestors and use names or appellations, I would say, to say it correctly. But you're going to see ordinary Christian names that you've been holding on to, and you will see them now that they're incorporated now, and they have their nation, their nationality is intact. They're recognized. Their rights are intact now. That's right. Mm-hmm. Now they're getting their benefits from that, the real privileges and benefits from that. Now what's wrong again, and they're in the right position now. No more a beneficial holder. Now they're going to be the real holder in due course. And that's why you see the health care like it is. They don't have to pay for the health care, and you can't be charged under the criminal, the black code laws that the regular blacks, citizens, U.S. citizens, are the statutes and codes that are imprisoning so many people. So that's what's going on, and I'm understanding that. So a lot of times we turn a blind eye to the prison system. We think that our people are safe, people are in the best place, they're getting fed. But you guys got to think and use common sense, which I found out is not so common. It's a pandemic going on. There's variants popping up out here. There's people that is not vaccinated, who got it. It doesn't matter. It's just growing and going. So imagine what's going on in there where you have people sardined in cans, like sardines. Thousands upon thousands, hundreds upon hundreds, two and three, four in sales. What do you think is going on? These people don't have a lot of room to move them around. They're putting them in, warehousing them in the COVID cases inside, what you call those, where you play basketball, gymnasiums. All the COVID people together. Yeah, this is what your people are being exposed to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on top of the other conditions that are in there. And we just turn our eye on them, or our heads on them. But we so good Christian loving and Muslims and Hebrew Israelites and everything else that we is. Are you sending your family books? Are you sending them a letter telling them that you care about them and that they got gifts and talent that you've seen and that you know that they can use to help themselves and better other people? Or you just done threw them off? Huh? You just no good in you. Because you keep talking about no good in them, because when you point the finger at them, there's more point back at you. There's no good in you. The one who profess and want to sit in the best places, Mr. Preacher and Miss Preacher, what are you doing? Are you going to pick them up? Are you getting on the highways and byways? Because that's what Yahushua did. You claiming Jesus. That's what he did. He went out into the highways and byways. That's right. He messed with the hookers, everybody. That's right. He didn't discriminate. That's who he was trying to go save and bless and just put the holy breath on. Huh? Who else was he coming to? He wasn't trying to come to the people who had it going on or thought they had it going on to know. It's mission for them, too, but they came to get the downtrodden and the poor. We done got so far away from that. You're scared of going to the hood. You're scared to go talk to the youngsters with their pants and stuff pulled down. You don't know what to go say to them. You don't know how to come to it. Your spirit not right. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you if you can't get out there. If you fear them more than you fear the great God, you can't go talk to your own people who are in the same plight as you. Evidently, your nose turned up. Evidently, you done forgot something. Yeah, what makes you go out there? What are you scared of? You got to go one day. Your death date might be to go out there and walk and die out there walking. You can't run from death. Yeah, you can't run from death. You can try to run from whatever you're fearing all your life, and something else go grab you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you some milk go grab you. You know, a snake bite. Just to show you was a snake. Yeah, all this thing, you can run from anything else, and then you die from a snake bite. What symbolism is that? Yeah. Yeah, see, you can't run from death. So what are you fearing? We're getting out there. And that's what it's about. That's where the blessings come. No, not many people do that no more. So we got all these black dollars. We have all these corporations surrounding our communities. Everywhere you go is a corporation. The whole country is a corporation. How do you know? Turn on your TV. Turn on your radio. Everything is corporate. All rights reserved. All capitals. Everything is a corporation. Every TV show you watch, every radio show you watch is corporate. So who are you? you say you're a U.S. citizen. But what type of person are you? A lot of language going on about persons. See? And we done went over this multiple times. If you go through the show, multiple times on what a person is. You was made a citizen because of the type of person you are. You was made a 14th Amendment citizen. If anybody out there listening that studies trust and studies trust law, and you understand the importance of the 14th Amendment to that, you understand why they created the 14th Amendment and for who? It made you a citizen. That's the only way they can take your natural rights from you. Other than that, they couldn't put no codes on you. See, that was a slick trick. Y'all just don't know it. But I'm giving it to you here today on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. That was it. They couldn't tax you and put no codes, put nothing on you because you're Aboriginal and indigenous. They couldn't put the black code laws on you. They had to find a way to do it to keep you enslaved and bondage. So you thought you was free. Nope, the union was made more perfect through all 50 states. That's why the flag flies in all 50 states. Hell, they even ship prisoners to any state now. Yeah, you be doing time in Alabama, they'll pack you up and send you to Mississippi if it's overcrowded. Yep, your black ass belong to the corporate United States because you're a United States citizen. That's the type of person that you are. But we choose to be that type of person. So let me give it to you from black law. So you won't think, oh, man, this nigga here, he's just talking. Yeah, these niggas are always talking about this. I'm going to talk to you in your own language. That's when the messengers come. You got to talk to them in their own language. They don't understand the language of the politics, the politicians and the crooks. But I'm going to give it to you out their book, tell you what type of person you are. Because the 14th Amendment said all persons born, they're naturalized. So you say, oh, I'm a citizen now. Oh, we master let us in. Oh, we can sit at the table with them. Yeah. They had to deal with you. You feel me? That they really don't want you there. You feel me? The northern ones tried to teach them how to deal with you so they could really get this money. You feel me? So now I'm trying to teach y'all how we deal with each other so we could really keep this money and get back to what's ours and get back in our place of power. See? It's about working together. They had to work together. They were fighting each other. Y'all don't see that? All these wars they had with each other over the issue of you trying to keep that money and the ones who was seasoned and polished was trying to teach them, nah, this is why we got to do it in the world. You can't be jamming people and hanging them. Nah, man, you're losing people and you're losing crops from that uprising, all that. That's what they was teaching them. Man, you got to be civil with this. Feel me? So now they just put on their coats. So it's time for us to pop our collars now and come together and unify. And a lot of them hate each other still, but the union, they're getting that money through the union. You feel me? It's all 50 states and the other possessions and territories they got. They're getting money through the union. Mm-hmm. And we are the resource. So black law says, person. Let me set the tone for you. Y'all all right out there? Y'all on Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip of Suleiman Bey. Y'all know what this is. We'll give it to you all. So the 14th Amendment, 1868, 3 years after the so-called emancipation of the slaves, the abolishment of slavery in 1865. Yeah, get the hell out of here. That said, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except, there goes the clause, there goes the disclaimer, except as a punishment for crime. Why is it that the majority of the penal system is melanated people? Oh, it just so happened to be blacks and Hispanics, huh? Oh, so bondage, slavery is still going on, huh? Okay, and Congress is the one that has power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So quit looking for Congress. Quit waiting for Congress. Do you understand what's going on? All the prisoners are sitting back in there. I was one of them. They're sitting back there listening to them. Man, Congress passed this law. Had some call me the other day, man, just yeah, waiting on Congress. Did you read the article? Did you read who the ones are sanctioning these laws, who are making these laws? Congress is the new slave owner. Y'all got to start studying. That's what this is about. But never fear. Your brother is here. That's what I'm giving it to you. But the thing about it is we've been taught so much self-hate that when our own kind come and give it to us, we're not believed. We're not accepted at home. A prophet and messenger is never accepted at home first. So that's the dilemma we have. So the 14th Amendment, 3 years later, in 8 days, is all persons. Bam. Do you know what a person is? Oh, yeah, a person is a human being. Everybody knows that. That's what they want you to just think. So it's all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein and of the state wherein they reside. Now, you're a United States citizen and of the state where you reside. Do you know how to tap into your citizenship in the state where you reside? Because I guess it's clear that there's a difference because it wouldn't have said all persons born are subject to the jurisdiction are citizens of the United States and of the state they reside. Come on now. So here goes the definition of persons. Persons in the Black Law Dictionary. I'm reading this one from the 7th edition. I got the 7th edition because it has the Constitution in the back too. So you can say the Constitution and the law words at the same time. Person, one, the first definition, one, a human being. Well, Bobby George, everybody knows that. A big dummy, you know that. So that's what we run with. See, when we've been taught to study the Webster's Dictionary and we get the first definition, a black person don't know how to study. So when you go look up a word, the first thing you do, the first definition it gives you, boom, you stop right there and close the book. And you think you know it all. See, I know what that word means. You know it all. You don't even know how to use it in the right context. You think you are. But you don't know it's more to it. But all you had to do was study. This one has three definitions for person. Then they have unabridged dictionaries that could go into, you might turn the page on one definition. That's how you get to the etymology. So anyway, person, one, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of the human being. Okay, so we all understand that it was a human being, one. Okay, but two, it says an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. So we go down. They got four definitions of persons in here. They got multiple ones, artificial person, disabled person, fictitious person, interested person, juristic person, blah, 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 natural person, blah, blah, okay? So the first one says artificial person. So dig this definition, artificial person, an entity such as a corporation. Hold on. Person just said, the number two of person just said an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Now, artificial person says an entity such as a corporation created by law, and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who, for the purpose of legal reasoning, is treated more or less as a human being. Well, I be damned, George. You mean to tell me that an artificial person can have rights and seem like a human being, but really not be for legal purposes, for legal reasoning? So I always say, go back to the movie. All you got to do is go watch Ted and Ted 2. And watch the little brown bear as he talks shit and swallow spit. Watch him as he shake his wee-wee and smoke herb and, you know, do his whole thing in society. Until that one big day when he had to go see the judge in the gavel. And they told him to sit his little black ass down, that he was just an artificial person. See, he knew he was a person the whole time. He just didn't know what type of person he was. And he never had it established in law what type of person he was. The law already had it defined for him. He was an artificial person created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person. Juristic person, legal person. See? Now when you go down, they have the definition that says natural person. So it says, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Listen to that. A natural person says, a human being as distinguished from, how do you distinguish that? how do you distinguish a natural person from an artificial person in law, legally? See, this is where the proclaim and declare comes in with the prophet, the master words with the prophet, Noah Dralee Brides. Yeah, if you do nothing else, proclaim your nationality. Declare and proclaim your nationality. You declare by knowing amongst yourself, you declare. But you proclaim it to the world in the form of paper. That's what they did. They did a Declaration of Independence. It's right in front of our eyes. They bucked the government. The preamble to it says whenever people are oppressed by another people, their own government or whatever, people have their own sovereign and self-right of governance from Allah, from the great God, the creator, whatever you want to call them, to do their own thing. So they broke away from the tyrant government. They broke away from the tyrant government and came into self-autonomy and governed themselves, and they put it on a piece of paper and declared it to the world. And they became free. On July 4, 1776, from their own parent country. The parent country's flag is red, white, and blue, too, in England. You didn't know that? Yeah. When you break away from your, and you create your flag, that's why your flag has your ancestors, because the history is there. The flag represents the history of your people. It tells about who you are. Where's the black flag? The only black flag they got is a raid flag. The only black flag they got, they put on the yard when you're in prison, when the weather is tough, when the weather is too high for heat index, because the air is bad. Where are the black flags at? That's what I thought. Show them to me. Black flags is the raids. Yeah, for the roaches. Yeah, so you're getting ready for Black History Month to celebrate it all happy, all jubilant. But all your exploits, all your everything you have done under the black tag is copyrighted property of the United States Corporation. You can't prove it otherwise and show me that. So that's what we got to do better at. So we just understood that a person has to be defined. A person has to be distinguished. If you don't distinguish what type of person you are, it is presumed and assumed that you are a United States citizen. That's what it means. And that means you are a 14th Amendment citizen, and that means you have rights and privileges and immunity that are amended. That means you don't fall under the Ten Commandments, under the Bill of Rights. Okay, that's what the first 10 amendments of the Constitution are from 1791, the organic Constitution, the Bill of Rights. When you study the Constitution protects you. It protects business interests, property, all that. But it has blacks as three-fifths of all other persons in the first clause of the first article of the Constitution. So that's what we got to come out of. So doing the process within your family of distinguishing yourself, what type of person you are, has interest for you, because the biggest thing going is that the corporations have injured us all. Yeah, the corporations created a trust and an image like yourself and used that trust and gave you benefits off that trust. So that's why everybody wants your Social Security number. That's the trust account number. I know it perfectly well that that's the trust account number, because if you set up certain systems and you move a certain way, that's what's going to discharge and pay for everything. That's why everybody wants it, and that's why it should be protected. Yeah, because they just going to access it, and everything that you're asking for and you give that out to, whatever you get from it, they gave it to you from that, from your own source. And you paying it back from your own source. So if you borrow using the Social Security, all they did was gave you your own funds. That's what they did. So you just got to understand that part. Why you think everybody wants it and you just give it away? You don't even know it by law. You don't got to give it to only a certain couple people. You just give it to everybody over the phone, no matter what. That's the trust account. That's why it's so important. But everybody wants access to it. They're going to tap in on your black ass, and you just getting benefits. Oh, sorry, I'm going to deny you for credit. Didn't hit your account the whole time already. You didn't gave them authorization access. Can't even read half of the stuff that they accessing. But we're using the computers and stuff nowadays when you're saying I do, and it's tapping into links and stuff and doing applying for stuff, and you just saying yes. The personal information that you authorize and stuff, oh, it's deep. So That's the matrix that we live in. So how do we counter it? And we got to counter it by pooling our resources and working together. That's the only way around this. That's the only way. Look what we had all the stuff before, segregation, integration. Yeah, we had our own schools, industries, our own businesses, had Black Wall Street, all that type of stuff. We had to work together. We go to school. We had our own teachers, our own school. Of course, we had to be teaching about our economic plight, the things that could help us. We had our farmlands and all that. And integration come along. We want to get along around them. People want to get away from the farm. Want to get in the city. They can be around master. They still don't treat you good. They want to just get around and be around him. Want to get in his laws and governance. So he got something for you. So if you want to study what laws and codes that we under, all you got to do is Google Black Codes of 1724, and you will be in for a shocking surprise where these laws were created and who they were sanctioned by. I'm not even going to tell you because then you will be biased and say that I'm discriminating. Go look up Google the Black Codes of 1724. And if you look in the everything in the Constitution is sanctioned by elected officials. Elected officials had to be elected because the Constitution sets up for we the people, a Republican form of government only, which is we the people, for the people, by the people. So you put these people in place to govern our affairs. And when they don't govern your affairs, then they're supposed to be moved out of place. So now since you have a bogus government operating, which is corporate, and people think that it's not dealing with a national people. It's just, of course, a federal government. And all the people encapsulated in that, you are part of the matrix. And, the system is designed. That's why there's no substance in the system. It's only debits and credit in the system. Where are they getting the debits and credit from? Where are they getting it from? You think they're just going to give you something for nothing. It has to be paid for. You think you could just walk in there with some paper game or something on paper and they just give you something? It got to be paid for. It's all a game. It got to be paid for. Now, they will give you something if you know the game. That's why they're going to give it to you. They'll give it to you because you know the game. And there's so many people that don't know the game that it's no use fooling with you who know the game because you're going to end up getting it anyway. But everything is prepaid. Because there's no way you could go put a down payment on a $500,000 car and walk away from it and you're a total stranger to somebody. I don't give a fuck what kind of paper you bring me. I don't even know you, homeboy, homegirl. I don't know you. I don't give a damn. Because I want $500,000 for this car and you come bring me $50,000 and these slick old hip-ass papers you come bring me talking about you going to pay me this, this, and that later. I mean, you better get on somewhere. I don't even know you. See, we don't even think like that. We say, oh, man, it's paid for. So the thing is, understanding the game. Since it's paid for, who paid for it? And if you know that you paid for it, that's how you go in there and get what's yours without paying a dime. That's how people going to get something without paying a dime. That's how my uncle got cars all his life. I watched him go get a new car every year without a dime. Understand who it is and whose energy he just tapped into it, and when presented what he presented, and they gave him when he gave him had time to be playing with other people. She ended up take the clothes off the people back. Those cars are bonded. Yep, those cars are bonded. Already bonded by the people. How do you think they can keep making them while the economy's down? People keep making something in the economy down. You know if you're gonna sell them or not. Shit, they bonded to make them. They're going to write off whatever they don't sell and don't make. Just keep making money. It's all about taxing the people. Keep the people thinking they got to work and labor for everything that's already paid for. Your food, your cars, everything is already paid for and bonded. That's why you got to get into the understanding of commerce and bonds and commercial stuff that's going on. The unification. A lot of this, like I said, a lot of this is high science to a lot of us to even try to tell your people this. So what do we do about it? Correct our status. Okay. Oh man, you see, you're not a U.S. citizen. Oh man, and how do I function? Well, you got to understand laws. You got to understand how the corporation is functioning. You got to understand do they have a duty and an obligation to you? And if they have a duty obligation to you, how do you tap into it? Then what about indigenous status? Because all the natural indigenous people are either they're not taxed. They own some, most of them, a lot of them on reservations, a lot of them not. They're not taxed. Health care, all that type of stuff. They're not under the same laws, getting pulled over and seeing criminalization as blacks. So, I mean, that seems like that's a benefit. I mean, everybody's been, we've been screaming that since we was born. I got Indian in me. Yeah, and you know you got whatever they call that Indian is you. It's not in you. You is, that's you. You are who they call the Indian. This is your land. That's what they told y'all. They told us, this land is your land, this land is my land. We sung the song. But we were just saying, and it was just a formality. We didn't have no understanding of it, no overstanding of it. It was above us, above our head and below our feet. We didn't know what was going on. But now you do. So that other flag represented the public, the private, represented the gold and the silver, the substance that's being taken, represented the constitutions that's enforced. So if you was born in Texas, that's a republic. Did you know that? Oh, but you got Democrats and Republicans. You didn't know there's a republic? Oh, you know that's where you protected that in the Texas Republic, huh? Oh, but what if you run around, how much you from the state of Texas? Oh, then you're in the democracy. Yeah, then you're under jurisdiction. Yeah, you're in a different, you're not under your own constitutional fold, your own self-autonomy and rights. Nah. That's a different system. That's a different game. You got to know where you're at, where you're traveling at. That's why you got to know when to use and when not to use certain tools in your tool bag. Certain tools are supposed to be used because it's a transmitting utility. It's an instrument. I know when to use that straw man and to use the number to it. You think I care? It's not me. See, we keep getting so tied up to that's me. Oh, they need my social. That's not you. That's a trust account. Let them use it. Let them tap into it. Shit, you need to get it together. If there's something wrong with it, get it together. It's so easy now. So many tools, you understand that they use the technology. There's so many tools you could go use and quick within a matter of 2 or 3 months that you could have all the stuff on there cleaned up and boom, immaculate where you could use it to your advantage. Why wouldn't you want to let them use it? Who cares? It's not you. That's why you have to have other vehicles in place where you separate from that. Yeah, you know when to use that and know that there's an agent that controls that. I'm just an agent representing that. I might have an image and license that look like that, but that's not me. That's because everything here is corporate. See, you got to understand how to use these bills. Yeah, these vehicles, these tools. So I hope everybody all right out there. You're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to tap in with us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Go get your literature. Go get your do-it-yourself kits, e-books, and just follow us and see what's going on. Got a skilled, talented young lady on there. Miss Tay is doing, Tay Bay is doing her thing over there. So you can tap in for consultations or whatever you want to do there. Also, you can go to queenkitty.net for your feminine hygiene products. Again, that's Miss Tay Bay's platform, too. She got a lot of things going on there for the young lady there who is also in the New York Journal, the top business coaches for 2022. So y'all can check that out, too, and catch her there. So that's queenkitty.net. That's Queen Kitty with a K, KITTY.net, and Queen Kitty at Instagram. And don't forget to go over to SupernaturalGalleries.com and check us out with the S Gala token and the Super Coin, man, and be a part of history, man, as the new developments are coming on, new revolutionary ways to invest and make money. Look, everybody got currencies out there. You don't know the Joe Blows whose cryptos you got, whose Bitcoins and dog coins and dog coins and bitch coins and whatever they got coins out there. They got all kinds of coins out there. So every day of the week, you don't know who they is, who they backed by, nothing. And even your researcher don't help you if they disappear. Hell, who gonna pay you your money? So what's that? This is the age that we live in. So if you want to have some real substance, then you start investing in you some old-time silver, gold, and those things of that nature. And then you can play the public game with people, too. But just be careful. Know that it's a vehicle and a medium, and at any time it could crash out because history shows that. Those type of things crash out. But the thing that never crash out is the gold, the silver, the diamonds, the platinums, all that type of stuff. The museum, the artwork. The stuff that doesn't depreciate, but appreciates in time. You feel me? That has value for your estate. So that's what the type of things we need to be on and planning. And like I said, this starts at home. You want to understand that your credit repair is something you do yourself, challenging these people. You don't got to pay nobody to do that. Challenge these people yourself. Tell them to show that proof. Show that proof, man, why I got a contract with you, because you got to know they done sold it. It's sold. It's sold as security. Your signature is energy. Once you put your signature on something, baby, you can believe it. It's been sold to the highest bidder all the way up the chain. So that means that the contract you initially created with somebody, they no longer hold it. So if you ask them to send the contract to you, they go send you the. You ask them to send the contract to you, they go send you the contract of a copy. A copy of something you signed with a copy of it. So that could be fraudulent. There's so many schemers and scammers and copy makers out there in the world that could send a copy. You can't, a copy is not under the FATCA or whatever you want, FDCPA and all those rules. That stuff doesn't hold. You need original blue ink, red ink, wet ink signature for it to be a valid contract. If there's no valid contract, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. So it don't matter if you created the debt or not. You know that the game is after the first, within the first 30 to 45 days, they sell that instrument to the securities, to the bankers, to the securities, and they no longer hold it. They're going to only send you a copy. If you ask them for it and they send you a copy, you know you got them. You ask them for them to send you a copy, you do that to them. You send them the three letters. One time you send them, they send you that copy. You send them back some again. If they send you the same thing or whatever, you tell them, hey, I noticed what you're sending me as a copy. The third time, they don't send you nothing back. You got them in default right there. That's a default judgment. Take it up to the justice of the peace at the county clerk. Have them sign off on it. Got all your stuff and get you a judgment for whatever they saying that you owe. That's what they owe you, plus the $1,000 fine for the violation. Huh? You got that here. Suleiman Bey, the morning drip is not hard. So just start tapping into these people. You can start living off of them. Start tapping into the corporations for the injuries they've done to you, for all the benefits they've been so-called giving you, but the whole time they've been tapping in using your image and likeness. That's what the people in the NCAA did, the O'Bannon brothers and boys, for basketball. They said, hey, EA Sports, y'all using our image and likeness. Y'all don't got our name on there, but these sports players are dope. They doing all the moves just like us. Man, they getting it in, using our number and everything. But they didn't have the name. So they was getting millions and millions of dollars off of that. So they end up winning that lawsuit using their image and likeness. It's the same thing. They're using your image and likeness, you gotta get paid. That's why you got an interest to the trust they created. There's billions of dollars in it. I bear witness. There's billions upon billions of dollars in it because I got the paperwork to prove on my own self, on all my social security numbers and birth certificate numbers and all that type of stuff. You ran QSIP searches on them and study them to see. I know they're tied to an account and who holding them and all that. So you have an interest in that, and that's what this is about, tapping into the corporations who owe you. If they owe you, we're going to tap into the interest that everything we find that you tapped into, you got something tied to us, that we need an interest on that. So we're going to go in and get our interest out of that with interest because you've been withholding those from the longest. But it's not their fault you've been holding because you never knew. But the injury claim is that you've been doing this without my knowledge. So that's how we get paid. So, like I said, if you want to tap into us, then all you got to do is tap into us at legalempowermentgroup101.com. Leave your information, and we'll get back at you. We can discuss some stuff. We do business formation. We do real business formation where you can get business funding. A lot of people don't understand zip code, address. Business email, location, all that type of stuff plays a role on how you get funding, whether you got a phone number that's in the directories and just being answered by a live operator, whether you got an 800 number. It's a lot of things that go into that plays the part of where you get funded, where you could be a person that got a business, had a business for 14 years, moving with trucks, got vendors and everything, but can't get no funding, and you could be a person that could just walk in there like myself and I understand the paper game part of it and just have my paper game together and get plenty funding. So we can help you with that. We can help you with the removals from your credit fast, quick, in a hurry. It's not hard, folks. And like I said, it costs for you to learn something. But the thing about it is we're going to teach you. We're not just going to do it for you. And we're going to walk you through it so you can take it and use for yourself and go in and use and open you a business or teach somebody else. And you can get your investment back in a return that way. All right? So,
that's what this has been about today, just unifying them, starting at home. Get all y'all credit repairs. Anybody 13 and up, you can put them as authorized users, getting all the blemishes off of there. I don't care if they say you owe them or you think you owe them. Tell them that it's been sold and sold. That's why it's in collection. That means it's been sold. That means they do not hold the original instrument anymore. That means you do not owe them a debt. If a collection agency is coming for it, you do not owe the original debt anymore. So it's bogus. They're illegally collecting. That's what that is. So if you need help with that, get at us. We're here for that. Get at that. Like I said, you have to pay for things. I spent a lot of money the last 2 years investing in myself so I could be able to give back to other people and so I could be able to make back what I spent on. Because that's where it comes. A lot of times you have to give away tools. Like I just gave you guys some stuff. You have to give away things. But the service part of it, you have to pay for your service because time is money. You understand what I'm saying? But I could give you a lot of things, but are you going to be able to apply them? If you want them to be able to apply it, I could give them to you. Then you're about to have to go to other platforms and try to how to figure out how to put it together. If you want it all, put it together at once. If it makes sense to what I'm saying to you and you want it to be put together at once, then you have to pay the fees for that. And we're not exuberant, and we don't charge a whole lot of fees. We work with the people. And we'll do payment plans, put you on a UCC or whatever. You can put some collateral up or whatever. We'll get to the bottom of it. But the thing is, we want to teach you how to use this for yourself. We want to teach you how to use this where you can pass it on to others, and you can use this could be instrumental in your life. So like I said, it starts at home with the youth. Y'all start piggybacking. Elders, if you got them cards, you got them old Macklin cards because you know how to finance money and hold money, then put your younger generation on as authorized user, and you keep the cards. They don't got to get the cards. The cards will come to you. You put them on as authorized user so you can help them. The ones that's trying to help themselves and build up credit, they might not have credit. You have to put them on the cards. If they got a little money, use. If you got a little money, offer that to the elders. Hey, man, you know, I can't affect your credit. Hey, here's the information on it. It's going to help me, woo-woo-woo. And you elders, you can get paid for it. And say, hey, elders, I'll give you a couple of dollars for it. You can get paid for it. Youngsters, teach them how they could get paid by letting people piggyback as authorized users on their card. You don't get, and you get paid. You know, you got a card that's been open since the 80s, $20,000, $50,000. Oh, shoot. Man, you got unlimited people you can use as authorized users, or 100 people you can put authorized users, or 20. Shoot, and you're getting from each one of them $300 per cycle. That's a lot of money. You don't even got to have a job. See, I have people that stop working now because they use their authorized users. And then if we have a whole family of us, we could put those authorized users into a pool, I mean those credit cards into a pool, and start us an authorized user business where we add people on. You can get paid. See, we got to come together. There's a lot of ways we can do. And we can set you up for that, set your business up for that, the formation part of that, and give you understanding of the different ways for us to make money. So with that, I just want to thank y'all for coming in today to the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I appreciate y'all. The 60 minutes has been. It's been a blessing just to be here with you this morning. I hope I gave you some tools that you can use, some news that you can use. And I hope that you go through the archives and study up, and if it's something that interests you, give us a call and give us a ring, man. Leave us something at the website, and we'll get with you. We'll set up a time to talk and to discuss some things, and put a plan together. So this is about. All right. So peace and love to all. Thank y'all for tapping in from Denmark and Australia and China and Alaska, and, you know, all around the globe, man. If you've been checking in, man, that's what's up, man. Appreciate you. I hope you can get some more people to listen in. Hey, don't forget, man, we do got a guest call in, man. If people start calling in, I see it light up, man. We'll start picking up. So that guest call in again is 914-205-5502. And when I get a lot of interest on that, we'll just do one day a week where you call in and we discuss things that's going on and have open live topics. So, again, that guest call in is 914-205-5502, and that's always the guest call in number. Once again, you've been on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey, and I thank y'all. Come again. Be blessed. Be a blessing to others so you could be blessed. Peace and love, and be safe.